Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, tell me about one of the many times you've said something you thought was actually a compliment and then it totally backfired.
First of all, I have no idea what you're talking about because, like, if I'm going to compliment you, it's deliberate. It's never going to be mistaken. If I would insult you, I will do that as well. And it's very clear. So,
yeah, paging Mark Ruffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, of course, of Chris Pratt and how he felt when he tried to write a nice Instagram post for his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, last year. Some people thought it was very insensitive to his ex-wife, Anna Faris.
Yeah, and now he's opening up about how crappy the whole thing made him feel.
I mean, you know what they say about the road to hell?
It's paved with good intentions. You know what? It took me a sec. I was like, no, I don't. I don't know.
We're on it. We don't know what it's about. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Siffrin. It's Tuesday, June 28th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Give me that hot sauce.
You know, ignore my hubris here, but as people in the public eye, we're uncomfortably aware of how hard it can be to have every word you say scrutinized.
Uh-huh.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And we're on such a small scale compared to actual legitimate celebrities who have to be so careful about what they say, even when they think they're sharing something positive. Mm-hmm. And Chris Pratt learned that lesson a very hard way when he tried to share a sweet post about his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger. Last fall in November, he posted to Instagram and it did not go well.
No. So he posted this picture of him and Katherine, and Katherine's like looking up at him with like hard eyes. Mm-hmm. And in the caption, he wrote, "Find you somebody that looks at you like that." Then he gushed how she'd given him an amazing life and a gorgeous, healthy daughter. And this was in reference to their now 22-month-old child, Lila. But at the time, a lot of people commented on the post and they called Chris out for being insensitive and disrespectful to his ex-wife, Anna Faris. Mm-hmm. So Chris and Anna have a 9-year-old son named Jack, and they've both been pretty open about the health problems Jack faced when he was born 7 weeks premature. And in the comment section, people called Chris a disappointment and asked him why he doesn't post about his son.
Look, I'll be completely honest here. I was not one of these commenters, but right. I absolutely participated in this conversation. And literally just this weekend at a wedding, I was talking about Chris Pratt being an asshole. So
wow.
I know I gotta own up to it. I'm part of the problem.
Yeah. I mean, I like a lot of people say that, like, thank you for a healthy child, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he probably meant it that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't
it's
know.
Just,
but
you have to, it sucks because, like, it's just got to be so hard. Because, yeah. I mean, I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. At the end of the day, we don't know him. We don't know really what his motivations are. But
sure.
I feel like this got blown out of proportion. And, yeah. like, it was just supposed to be a comment to his partner about right. their child, which doesn't mean that it takes away from children he had with other people.
Right. Although I don't follow him, but I did go to his Instagram to check this out, obviously. And he doesn't really post about his son that much from what I've seen. So I don't know. there is that.
So he is an asshole. I was right this whole time. I knew it. I take back my taking back.
Okay.
Just kidding. So now 8 months after that post, he really sat on it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is speaking up about how all of that hate made him feel. So in a new cover story for Men's Health magazine, Chris opened up about how he was really bothered by the criticism, said he even shed some tears over it. And in the interview, he summed up what he wrote in the Instagram post to Catherine.
Yeah. So he said, then a bunch of articles came out and said, that's so cringeworthy. I can't believe Chris Pratt would thank her for a healthy daughter when his first child was born premature. That's such a dig at his ex-wife. Chris did point out how messed up the criticism was and that his son will have to read it one day, saying, he's 9 and it's etched in digital stone. He also shared how emotional the whole thing made him, saying, I cried about it. He also called his successes in his acting career blessings, but a real burden to the people closest to him, which we've talked about before. Like, being with somebody so in the public eye has got to be tough for everyone.
Just ask Ross.
I know. My God, he deals with it daily.
Yeah. So, like we said, the backlash Chris received was due to the health struggles his first child, Jack, experienced after he was born. So Anna and Chris were married from 2009 until 2018, and Jack was born in August of 2012. And when he was born, he was almost 2 months premature, weighing in around 3 pounds, 12 ounces.
I like how you say that like he's a boxer. Weighing in.
You know what? You got to come into this world. You got to be a boxer. Like, how do you make it?
I mean, that's fair.
On planet Earth right now without being a boxer. But Anna's opened up about Jack's health issues back in 2018 on her podcast, Unqualified. She said after he was born, he had to undergo a few surgeries.
Yeah, she also said he had a few hernia surgeries, he's had a few eye surgeries, and he had a little heart issue as well. And in her memoir, also called Unqualified, Anna went into more detail about their son's condition. She wrote, the pediatric neurosurgeon sat Chris and me down to tell us that Jack had some severe brain bleeding and added that the doctor told them there was a chance Jack would be developmentally disabled. Anna also wrote that Jack has gotten healthier but still has slight vision and leg muscle issues and said, given that those are the biggest challenges, we count ourselves as extremely lucky. Which, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine. The idea of having a child in and of itself is terrifying to me, but
yes,
to have to face all of these challenges, especially right at the beginning, that's got to be
scary.
Yeah. So just days after fans came for Chris on his post thanking Catherine for their, quote, healthy daughter, he responded to the hate in a video he posted to his Instagram story. Now, Chris has been very open about his Christian faith, and he told fans that he'd gone for a run and listened to Christian music to shake the whole thing off.
Yeah, so in the video, he said, I went to bed last night really kind of upset and depressed, and I woke up feeling crappy, and I didn't want to work out. But he talked about pushing through it anyway, saying, I knew that if I put on my Christian music playlist and I got out of the woods and ran, that I'd feel better. And added, it felt amazing. I got out of the woods, got my blood pumping. Chris continued on about the presence he feels religion and God has had in his life, saying, I don't get emotional that often, but I actually got emotional out in the woods. It felt like there was another in the fire standing next to me. I can't imagine getting pumped up for a workout with Christian music. I just can't. Like, if that's your thing, cool. But I can't imagine it for myself.
Well, I will say I was eating at a burger place last week. And at one point I realized they were playing Christian music. Because some of it, I mean, I grew up in the religion. Like,
there's
it does.
Bops.
There are bops. I mean, I not ones that I would run to. I'm all about, you know.
Not running.
Curse words. Yeah, basically. But even if Chris is opening up about how the backlash made him feel, we don't know how it affected his wife, Catherine, or his ex, Anna. Neither have commented on it, which I've come to learn is really the best way to handle a lot of this stuff.
Truly.
No matter how you comment it, people find a way to misinterpret it. So, but after he started to receive hate on the post, his mother-in-law, Maria Shriver, jumped to defend him and praise him as a father and husband.
Yeah, so Maria commented on the Instagram post at the time and wrote, "I want to remind you today what a good man you are. What a great father you are to Jack and Lila. What a great husband you are to Catherine. What a great son-in-law you are to me. And what a great sense of humor you have." She also added, "Keep being your wonderful self. Rise above the noise." That's actually really nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where in reading the article, I don't know, how did you feel after you read the Men's Health article?
I will be honest, because you and I have had this conversation about how, like, all of a sudden we just don't like Chris Pratt for some reason.
Yeah, I felt called out in the beginning.
But I gotta say, after reading it and, like, him talking about, you know, there's a lot of, like, rumors about what churches he belongs to and, like, I don't know. I have more of a respect for him. And he told this really sweet story about his son, Jack. So he was talking about his son. And Jack was, like, on this trip with friends. And the dad that took them on the trip sent Chris this video of, like, his son singing this song. And Chris was like, "Play this song. It's Jack's favorite. But make it seem like it just came on the radio." And, like, the other dad sent this video back of Jack, like, singing it and being like, "Oh, my God, this is my favorite song." And it was, like, so cute that he, like, did that for his son. I don't know. I just have, like, a new respect for him after reading the article.
I do, too. And it's one of those things where I was like, is this how propaganda works? I don't know. Maybe. But I will say, like, Chris doesn't really, I don't follow him either. But he doesn't really post about any of his kids. Like, he really only posts about, like, his, you know, what he's doing, his wife, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of like, if I were in the public eye and had kids, I don't think I would ever post them. Like, I get why celebrities don't. So I don't think that that's an indictment on what kind of father he is. And I just feel like we get these tiny snapshots and everyone just goes off the rails. And I realize I'm talking about myself here. I went off the rails. Literally on Saturday, I was telling my friend, I was like, "Oh, Chris Pratt sucks."
Yeah.
And then I read this article and I was like, he sucks a little less.
Yeah. Thanks for proving that you're just one hell of a wedding guest, though. So fun.
I did end up in a pool. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.